Freaky Crew podcast in this motherfucker. I'm your host, Mind Freak, and I'm here with my co-host,
Tori Avano.
Nah. Hell no. You need to say that shit one more time. Mind Freak with my co-host,
Tori Avano.
That's what's up. And we are sponsored by JulieLand.com, bitches. .com. And over there sitting in the motherfucking corner is Mr. Avery.
Exactly.
Digging his fucking toenail. pretty disgusting. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Awesome to have you here.
Thank you. This is the first show. Woo! Hey. Do that shit one more time.
Can we all do it again?
No. Just you, because you were like, woo. No.
I forgot.
I wasn't ready.
Did I tell you the rule is that the girls that do the radio shows have to do them topless?
Oh, yeah?
No.
Everybody does it. Trust
me. Everybody's seen your tits here.
Yeah, they're all over there.
He follows you on Twitter.
See more than that.
So, today is the first annual podcast, and I think that what we're going to be talking about is...
Freaky Crew.
You goddamn right. You know what that is?
Can you spell it?
Nope.
I know Tori can't.
I have spell check. I have spell check on my iPhone, so there ain't no need to be spelling shit. This ain't no fucking spelling contest. Okay. It's the Freaky Crew.
Can you imagine at a spelling bee someday, some kid's like, okay, Freaky Crew. And the guy will go, use it in a sentence.
Bitch, I'm down.
For the Freaky Crew.
Okay, got it. F-R-E.
I'll tell you a little story. I got jacked on a fucking spelling bee. The only time that I did it, my fucking first grade teacher thought I should be in it. So
yeah,
they said, well, spell pig. And I spell pig.
That was the first mistake.
Spell pink. And I said, which one do y'all want me to spell? And I guess my attitude wasn't okay with them. And yeah. I said P-I-N-K.
Right.
And they go, well, we told you to spell pig. I said, you know, I just walked off the stage. From first grade, I had a fucking attitude.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm out of here. Fuck you guys. Because they had like,
that's when
rest
it all
in peace,
started.
Mr. Washington. He was like the security guard, but he was like 80 fucking 5 years old. And they gave him the list to read off these fucking. Right. I'm like, you don't even have your glasses on. So, can barely fucking hear you.
So even in first grade, you were like, fuck the man.
Right. No, he was black. Because the man is usually white.
Well, the man's black now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the man's,
the man is black.
Obama.
No.
He's the ultimate man.
Nah, he half the man. Okay. Oh, so anyway.
Because I'm the outsider here and I'm not in the Freaky Crew, what the fuck is the Freaky Crew?
The Freaky Crew is us. Okay. The Freaky Crew is people that are in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
The freakiest.
Yeah, no.
Kind of.
I wouldn't say that because there's some pretty freaky people out there. We don't like.
So you can be too freaky.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be a certain level of freaky.
Yeah, exactly. There's freaky and then there's illegal.
Yeah. And then there's immediate jail time. But I think it's bridging a gap between pornographers and fans. And I think that what we're building right now is something that's great. It gives the fans immediate access to porn stars, and we support each other. They're about a it's a movement. It's not people go. I was told by somebody I'm not gonna join a gang. What the fuck?
It's not a gang. It's a club.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started this up, and you know, I will give her credit. And she's not even a part of the Freaky Crew.
Yeah.
But one of the originators that I told and asked if it was an idea and she thought it was brilliant was Skin Diamond.
Oh, really?
Skin Diamond.
Because she's freaky.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Maddie O'Reilly. And I was just driving and I came up with this and I talked to Maddie and Skin about it. And they said, oh, that shit is dope. And it has been. Thus far, so Freaky Crew, bitches.
I like it. My question now to Tori is, so Tori...
Yeah.
What did you do to get into the Freaky Crew?
Oh, shit.
Well, like, wait, dedication.
Don't you tell him.
Supporting him.
What you have to do.
Supporting.
Yeah, support. Not like that.
Sure. No. Goddamn freak.
Yeah.
Can you support me?
I could support you.
Oh, suck it up, bitch.
So, what did you do?
Well, like, just support him, like, with his decisions and just, like, tweeting, all that stuff, helping everybody, you know.
Have you been in a movie?
Huh?
A scene for you?
No, but she was referred to her agency.
Yeah.
And when she got over there and what, you know, I think I did take a couple of pictures and put it on Twitter and then it kind of.
No.
Yeah.
No, I took pictures for Elegant, but you never put them online.
No, I was sitting in the chair. And I tweeted a picture of a selfie of me and you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people were like, who the fuck is that?
I'm
like,
oh, this
big tit bitch. She's fucking Hispanic. She's nice.
Oh, wait.
So the thing is we.
But you haven't worked together.
No.
Not yet.
No, I haven't shot her.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what movie I'm going to put her in. Because she has ass.
Home movies?
She has tits. Home movies. I don't know. What haven't you done that you want to do?
I haven't done my first gangbang yet.
Wow.
Yeah, I've pretty much.
Blowbang? Have you done a
blowbang? No, I haven't done a blowbang either.
Have you done cuddling?
Huh?
Have you done cuddling?
Cuddling?
Yeah. You know those cuddle videos?
Oh.
That's what I mean.
You know there's cuddle videos. Right?
Really? I didn't know.
I make cuddling. My motto is cuddling is the new anal.
Yeah. She doesn't even get it. She's
I know.
Like, I don't
are you serious?
It.
Kids today.
Yeah. Shoo. Yeah. But she's one of the generals. Miss Tori Ivano here is one of the generals of the Freaky Crew.
Awesome.
And who? Which means, say that.
Who are the others?
There's only two. Two head generals that. Two head generals. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Well, you know how they got into Freaky.
Exactly.
There's her and Veruca James.
Awesome.
And she's going to be my co-host when Miss Ivano can't be here. I wanted those
if we let
two,
her leave.
Yeah, yeah, right. No, she ain't leaving today.
I know.
I wanted these two girls because they're very underrated. Spunk. Very smart. Like, not so much Tori Ivano. She's not smart. She's just silly as fuck. And every time
I'm street smart.
Yeah.
She's, not no, book
not.
Smart.
I'm street smart.
Because you almost got lost coming here.
No.
I think I'm wrong.
Google Maps. I'm lost.
No, I had to try two different GPSs to make sure.
Right.
I'm out here.
So she's not street smart.
Yeah.
But the thing is
not GPS smart.
Yeah, not
I think the
device
first time
smart.
I talked to Tori Ivano, we were on the phone for like an hour or something, just cracking up. I didn't even know her.
Yeah.
And you followed me on Twitter.
Yeah. I followed you because I think Prince posted a picture and he, you know, mentioned you.
Yeah.
And then that's when I hit you
he was
up.
Like, oh, who's this other sexy black guy with the
no,
bald
I
head?
Didn't because you weren't even in the picture.
Damn it.
She's,
and
who's,
then
she's I, who's that freak?
Right. She followed me. I followed her back and I DM'd her. I'm like, hey, you like nice cars and you got big tits. Like,
and you have a dog.
Yeah. No, you didn't have the dog then.
I didn't?
No. You didn't have her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just BMW and fucking tits that we were talking about. And we talked on the phone for an hour, and we became instant friends.
Awesome.
Instant friends.
Yeah, like, and we talked like we've known each other for years.
Yeah, and that's, you don't get that every day. So I'm like, anything I do, podcast, you've been bugging me about this shit. So I'm like, trust me, when I'm ready, I'm ready. Now we ready. I brought my bitch with me.
And we doing it.
Yeah.
It's how, it's how
hey,
we roll.
Hey, wait a minute. No, we ain't.
It's how we roll.
Maybe.
They don't know.
I think, so I want to know again, this Freaky Crew thing, is there any requirements? Like, you know, like, oh, you have to be left-handed, you have to be black, you have to be
I'm
white,
not black
you
know, or left-handed.
No, I'm just saying this. I just use that as example.
You are black.
Yeah. Inside, she wants to be black. She used to be black.
Yeah. Well, in my past life, I was
she
black.
Used to be black, but she had her cock taken off. So now.
Yeah. Ooh, it went Lord back inside mercy. Of me.
That's an old Steve Martin joke.
She split it. And, oh, I don't want to go there.
Anyways.
I think you just have to be dedicated to the craft. You know, you have to, you know, be willing to expand your brand, have something to say. And be willing to, you know, be a part of a movement. Just like I said, it's not a crew, it's a movement. Like, when my movies come out, these guys, I mean, fuck, they make my movies like instant plastics and they're not even out yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, the Freaky Crew has a voice. Like, people, I tell them to be positive. If there's something that they don't like or it doesn't sit well, I tell them, DM me.
Yeah.
Now I'll get clarity, you know, but and it happens all the time. They go, sorry, bro, I don't want to get kicked out the crew for bitching. And I'm like, nah, dog, we don't.
I would love to see that. Oh, please. It's like, I'm sorry. I said, like,
it's so fucking funny. I'm like, dude, just relax. Like, we're not here to kiss my ass. Like, this, you know, is, you're right to have an opinion.
Is there some sort of initiation? Like gangs? Do we have to beat you up for 5 minutes and punch you out?
You have to post up 5 pictures of Dark Falcon. That's our guy. Yeah. He's second in command. Okay. So everybody has to follow him, and then he gives orders. And he goes, well, here's 5 pictures of Tori Ivano. Be creative and get them out there. Yeah. If you do this, timely matter, you're in.
You know what I'm getting visions of here? Don't know if you've
her ever, tits
that no. Well, that and her ass, but the Godfather. I feel like you're Don Corleone and sitting in the chair, and Dark Falcon is your concierge. And
no, I'm like Nino Brown.
Oh, really?
New Jack City.
It's okay. New Jack City.
Godfather, no, but, Italian shit.
Hey, sit I'm your black. Ass. Your five. What is it? Sit your ass down or
sit your $5 ass down while I make change. Yeah, so, you know what's up.
I know that movie.
Nino Brown.
I know that movie too well.
So, you know, Tori Ivano was the Rottweiler in the movie.
She was the Chris Rock character, the drugged out one.
She was a crackhead. No, you know what she was? She was the late Rockabye Baby. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Oh!
I'm a baby.
All right. Okay, and the podcast is over.
I think that needs to be a requirement for all members. They have to go watch that movie.
I think so.
They'll get the whole...
You know, I guaranteed you most of the people in the Freaky Crew probably have seen it.
Yeah, I hope so.
You need to watch that shit.
I will. That's on my to-do
list. It's with Wesley Snipes, Judd Nelson, Mario Van Peebles, directed by Mario Van Peebles.
Chris Rock was in there when Chris Rock was like barely anybody.
Yeah. Great movie.
Alan Payne.
Yeah.
You know, I played basketball with Alan Payne for like years.
Did you really?
Yeah, years. He got game. There was right after that. No, not right after that movie. About... Yeah. 10 years after that movie, you know, he didn't like me. I used to dunk on his nephews that were my age. He was like, well, shoot a 3. I'm like, fuck that, dog. I said, I don't shoot. You can't shoot. I'm like, that's cool. I'll dunk on your fucking nephew. And he's cool. Him, Brian McKnight, his all crew and shit like that. I've heard many celebrity stories just by hanging out with those guys.
I used to play basketball with a handful of celebrities back in the day. And it was weird because they were horrible. It was like, stick to acting.
You ain't playing no ball.
Not anymore. So another dumb question for Tori is, I want to know, because then you got to be quiet on this one.
Can I see your tits?
Oh, no. Yeah.
What do you think, what is freaky to you? Because we all have a different idea I know what freaky to me is, and what, you know, he is, but what's freaky to you?
Well, a lot of things are pretty much freaky to me. Like, I've done a lot of freaky things. Like, people, you know, normal people probably think it's really freaky, but I think it's normal.
Like?
Let me see.
And I'm not talking always in front of the camera. Your personal life.
What do you mean?
Like, what have you done in your personal life that's freaky without a camera around? Did you have sex with a dog?
Ew, no, never.
You see,
do you like rub dog food on your pussy and let your dog lick it off? That's freaky.
Disgusting.
Freaky.
That's like super freaky. Like, that's not my type of freaky.
That's super freak. That's Rick James kind of shit.
Oh, no, God. Rick James, that's a little overboard. But yeah, I'm curious.
What's freaky?
Freaky?
Come on.
Me.
What have you done?
Oof, I can't really think about that.
Do you have sex with 2 guys at once?
Oh, yeah, always.
Do you like that?
Love it.
Yep.
Not even like,
love
it.
Do you like anal sex?
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that I didn't like anal sex until I started doing movies. So. Okay. Yeah.
Who was your first scene with?
My first anal scene? It was with Prince.
Okay. And who's your first overall scene with?
What do you mean?
Overall fucking porn scene. Boy, girl, first porn.
Oh, my first one was with Jack Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really a porn star. It's just some guy that's a custodian in Vegas. He tricked her.
Shut up.
And so what's freaky? Like, or what I would then ask too, if you're doing all this anal, you're fucking, you're sucking, you're doing all this crazy shit, multiples. What's the one freaky thing you need and you want to do? You know, like you said, gangbang? Is that it?
Yeah, I want to fulfill my gangbang fantasy.
How many? Tell us. Describe it. Describe it.
Well, it's not like...
And mind freaking out. Start taking our clothes off. Making a few phone calls.
Well, let me get the spray bottle.
Oh, my God.
You brought your camera, right?
Yeah.
I got light.
iPhone. Everybody has a camera.
Exactly. I got lights.
Well, it's not like the rape type of gangbang fantasy. It's just, you know, guys. Maybe about four. Three.
That ain't
four.
No fucking gangbang.
Well, to me, four to five, maybe.
Five. Okay. It starts at five.
We could do five. Because I could fit maybe like three dicks in
I can't
mouth.
Do five.
Two or three dicks
I'm
in
not
mouth.
Smashing my dick on somebody else's dick to
Who
get
said it was
going to
be you?
I'm Did joking. I just do that? Did I just include myself? Maybe I just
I think
have fantasies over here.
Your inner voice is talking out loud.
Right. Yeah, he's thinking
like,
out
wait
loud.
A minute. I was visualizing that shit. Like, wait a minute. Exactly. I'm not putting my dick in no way.
What about, I mean, it's five guys.
Yeah, four to five would be ideal for me.
A mixture of colors.
Yeah, that's
black,
fine.
Yellow, not, white, yeah. Green.
Well, not green. I don't
have no
aliens.
Shit. If they're around, motherfucker got a big dick. I'm shooting aliens. He tested.
Oh, my God.
He tested over at fucking TTF. You know what I'm saying? Got his test right here.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Look what this motherfucker can do with his dick. Cut it off. It'll grow back.
It grows back longer.
Right. And so, you a little bit of Prince? Got you. What about a Mandingo?
Oh, God. Stop.
God.
No.
So, gang, I lost my whole train of thought on that.
Yeah, four to five men, gangbang of all colors. I don't discriminate.
Do you like bondage and stuff like that?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah.
Like, have you ever done seen like kink.com's, what is it?
No, I
crazy
just...
Crazy gangbang, crazy
no,
shit
no.
that they do?
That seems really
in
crazy
In public,
for
they
me.
Rape you and it's like insane.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm crazy, but not that crazy.
Stupid.
Yeah.
There's crazy.
I may be crazy.
But not that crazy.
But I'm not retarded.
Exactly. There's the perfect way to. There's crazy.
Difference.
There's crazy and then there's stupid.
Yeah, no. And then especially if I don't like that rape type of fantasy. So there's no point in me doing, you know, that rape.
But you
rape.
Do like choking and
yeah,
slapping.
Yeah, to a certain extent, but not in front of a whole like a whole bunch of people, you know? Mm.
Have you ever you couldn't do like public disgrace because right.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Have you ever had sex in public?
Yeah, in public, yeah, okay. But not where there was like a
What's
lot of people.
Public, like in a bathroom.
Oh, like a artist trailer, yeah. Like at a concert.
Yeah. Oh, fuck superstars.
Shush.
Have you ever fucked a celebrity?
Yeah, like once.
Once.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna drop some names.
No, not today.
That's cool. That's cool.
So you want to give us some initials?
Yeah, right.
You want to give us some initials? I knew a girl who fucked Ben Affleck once.
Wait, now.
Said it was bad.
Prince doesn't count as celebrity, okay?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
he's,
I know.
He's big in our industry, but come on now.
No.
I'm talking outside the industry.
Yeah, no, I'm
know how
I'm
much
talking outside
Prince,
the industry
like,
as well.
Oh, he's a celebrity to me.
Yeah.
Bitch, I thought you was talking about somebody else.
Oh my God, it was nope. Justin Bieber.
Ew, no.
Yes.
That's lesbian sex.
Tweet that. She fucked Justin Bieber.
Nah, I'm not going to tweet that. They're fucking TMZ. TMZ, be
yeah,
on me.
TMZ will be like,
TMZ at the front
door. Fuck that shit.
Be at the front door.
Yeah. Take pictures.
One of my best friends, he works for TMZ, and for the last few years, and he always calls me up and says, so if you ever get any news on anybody or anything, could you let me know? And I said, he goes, we'll pay you. I'm like, no. I says, I don't want to be a source for your bullshit. But he always asks. Every couple
crazy.
Months, he'll ask me, and I'm like,
fuck that shit.
Like, if you,
I think we should reverse that shit. I think we should get cameras to go follow them motherfuckers home and take pictures of them and shit. Motherfucker, I'm, come on. Now.
Exactly.
Oh, it don't make no fucking sense.
I hate TMZ.
I don't watch it. I don't watch
But
that
I do thank them for fucking exposing
I watch
Donald
Oprah.
Sterling. That I'm happy
oh, yeah.
for.
Watch Oprah.
Oprah.
Man, yeah.
You're
Oprah's
so sensitive. For a freaky guy, you're sensitive. You're in touch with your feminine
do
side.
Do you know what I would do with Oprah if I had a chance? That's just freaky,
no.
Trust me. So
I think you need to make a movie called Oprah.
Nah. Then she got big money and she gonna come after me. And then I'm
and she won't even sue you. She'll
freaky.
Just kill you.
Yeah.
Nah, she want me to do freaky things to her. You know what I'm saying?
You had to put her in a movie.
Fucking celebrity tape that has ever come out. I'll be the new Stedman and shit.
Oh my God.
I would be Oprah Stedman, dog. For fucking billions.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I've always said that. Wouldn't you just like sit at home, just tell her, hey, honey, just give me an allowance. I'm cool.
She don't look like she's on Color Purple anymore. She dressed up, got good makeup and shit. You know what I'm saying? you told Harpo to beat me. Have you seen The Color Purple?
No.
Fuck. All right, put that down on the list.
The to-do list.
So, we are out this piece. We got to go. So, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter at Toriavano. That's Toriavano.
Word. And you can find me at Mime Freak. Some of you motherfuckers think it's Mimi Freak. I swear to God, you guys have like a reading level of 2. MIMEFREAK. And this is the Freaky Crew podcast show. Episode 1 is over.